The International Olympic Committee is investigating allegations that Saddam Hussein's oldest son tortured and jailed athletes. Uday Hussein runs Iraq's Olympic Association. Indite, a London-based human rights group, last month formally requested that the IOC expel the Iraqi National Olympic Committee. Charles Forrest is the chief executive of Indite. What is Uday Hussein accused of doing?
Well, he's the president of the Iraqi National Olympic Committee, and he uses that as his power base for torture, financial corruption. It's the center of a vast empire of brutality, and really is one of the key places where the regime carries out its brutal repression of the Iraqi people.
But why torture athletes?
Well, athletes have been tortured for losing games. They've been tortured for insulting Saddam. And they've been tortured for the most trivial offenses, just any time that Uday feels that their popularity threatens him in any way, he tortures or imprisons them.
How did your organization learn about this?
Well, we've been working for several years to try to bring war crimes indictments against top Iraqi officials. Uday's one of them. And in interviewing people, we found repeatedly these stories of how he uses athletes and tortures them. And we decided that this was something that needed to be brought to the attention of the International Olympic Committee.
Did the athletes themselves talk to you?
Well, at first it was very difficult to find athletes who were willing to go public and to sign the complaint that we submitted to the IOC. But since the complaint's been filed, quite a few more athletes have been coming out and telling their stories.
And what do they say?
Some of the stories are just are so gruesome that they're almost impossible to believe. But there's a pattern here, and it's gone on for many years, since 1984 at least, when Uday became president of the IOC. There's a prison inside the Iraqi Olympic headquarters, a torture chamber, and the IOC is also used as the focus of this financial corruption and busting of the sanctions.
Torture for losing matches.
That's right. Members of the Iraqi football team were beaten for losing a game. FIFA, the International Football Federation, investigated it. They went to Iraq. They interviewed the athletes right there in the Olympic headquarters, and they said, of course, that nothing had happened. We're hoping that the Olympic Committee will carry out a more thorough investigation and focus on the athletes who are outside of Iraq, who can tell the story freely.
What is the International Olympic Committee doing about it?
Well, they've told us that they've started the investigation, and they've talked to some of the athletes in the United States and elsewhere. It appears that they're taking it seriously, which I think they have to, because we've alleged violations of 11 different provisions of the Olympic Code of Ethics.
And what would happen if the IOC finds evidence of torture?
There are a number of possible sanctions that they could impose, but I think that we're talking about violations of the ethics code that are so severe that really the only possibility is to expel Iraq, or at least to demand that Uday Hussein be removed as president of the committee.
Any evidence that any other country has ever done this?
This seems to be the first case of actual torture of Olympic athletes, and it's definitely the first case where a National Olympic Committee has a torture chamber and a prison within its own facilities.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Charles Forrest is the chief executive of Indite, a London-based human rights group.